WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The series between Iowa and Iowa State, once put on ice for more than 40 years because of bad blood, appears to be stronger than ever. Saturday's matchup in Ames is sold out, something Cyclones officials can rarely count on for any other opponent. Iowa recently worked with the Big Ten to ensure that the series will continue when the league goes to a 9-game schedule in 2017. The passion both fan bases have for the matchup was also evident in the recent furor over the new Cy-Hawk rivalry trophy, which is being redesigned. Iowa's won 3 straight over Iowa State, which rallied to beat Northern Iowa 20-19 in its opener. We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAN. 11:05 is kickoff from Ames, and we're on the air with the pregame show starting at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Well, the director of public safety at the University of Iowa says a rare evacuation of Kinnick Stadium during last Saturday's game against Tennessee Tech went smoothly. The stadium was cleared during the third quarter due to lightning. The Cedar Rapids Gazette says Wednesday that public safety director Chuck Green said there were no reported injuries and few problems with the crowd, which was estimated at 70,000. Green says it was the first evacuation in at least 20 years. He says he hasn't received any complaints or comments about how the evacuation went during the Hawkeyes' home opener. Green says the university and other agencies that provide law enforcement at football games have emergency plans for stadium evacuation, but the directions depend on the scenario. Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe says his league tried to accommodate a request from the SEC to ease the way for Texas A&M to join. Beebe said in a statement late Wednesday, though, that the Big 12 board's letter to the SEC last Friday waiving his conference's rights to legal claims didn't and couldn't require individual member schools to do the same thing. Since the departure of Texas A&M results in significant changes in the Big 12 membership, Beebe says several institutions may be severely affected after counting on revenue streams from contracts approved unanimously by all Big 12 members, including Texas A&M. He says some schools have millions of dollars of obligations based on those expected revenues. Barack Obama's speech tonight has forced NFL pregame shows for the Saints-Packers matchup to be moved to other TV outlets. The kickoff show, originally scheduled to air on NBC at 6 p.m. Central Time, will now be shown on Versus, USA, Sci-Fi, and G4. Those are all NBC Universal cable stations. It'll be joined in progress on NBC when the speech has concluded, with the 4 other stations resuming regularly scheduled programming. NFL Network will carry the kickoff show in its entirety. The Obama speech is not expected to conflict with the game, which kicks off at 7:30 Central Time in Green Bay. A Peyton Manning streak of 227 consecutive starts is over as the Indianapolis Colts quarterback has been ruled out of Sunday's season opener at Houston. The Colts say 38-year-old Kerry Collins will start against the Texans. Manning has not been able to fully recover from neck surgery in May. The streak for the most consecutive starts among active quarterbacks is going to stay in possession of the Manning family, with Peyton Manning's streak of 227 consecutive starts, including the postseason, coming to an end because of that neck injury. The new leader in that category is his little brother Eli of the New York Giants, who has 110 consecutive starts. After an offseason dominated by a labor lockout that dominated the headlines, the NFL gets back to where it wants the attention focused, on the field. The defending Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers are slight favorites over the New Orleans Saints, the champions of 2 seasons ago, in the NFL season opener from Lambeau Field tonight. Also in NFL news, punter Mike Seifers has agreed to a 5-year contract extension that will keep him with the San Diego Chargers through the 2016 season. Well, wherever they finish in the new NFL season, the Dallas Cowboys are number one in a very valuable arena. The Cowboys are the NFL's most valuable franchise at $1.85 billion, according to Forbes magazine's annual survey. That also gives the Cowboys the highest worth of any U.S. sports team and makes them second only to Manchester United of the English Premier League, which is valued at $1.9 billion among sports franchises worldwide. The New York Yankees are worth $1.7 billion, according to Forbes' most recent baseball calculations. Following the Cowboys in value among NFL teams are the Washington Redskins, the New England Patriots, the New York Giants, and the New York Jets. Altogether, 15 NFL teams are worth at least $1 billion. The least valuable NFL franchise, according to Forbes, would be the Jacksonville Jaguars at $725 million. Well, Philadelphia's lead in the National League East is now 10.5 games as the Phillies use some ninth-inning magic to rally past Atlanta 3-2 to finish a three-game sweep of the second-place Braves, who still have a comfortable lead in the National League wildcard. Pinch hitter extraordinaire Ross Gloed delivered a walk-off RBI hit in the bottom of the ninth inning to finish off that sweep. The Phillies' magic number for clinching their fifth straight National League East title is 12. They're 43 games above 500 for the first time in franchise history. It may be a costly win, though, for the Phillies because five-time All-Star Chase Utley left the game for precautionary reasons for a possible concussion 2 innings after he was hit in the helmet by a pitch. Elsewhere in the National League, the San Diego Padres dealt a big blow to the San Francisco Giants' fading playoff hopes with a 3-1 victory. The Giants, who have 19 games left, now trail National League West leading Arizona by 7 games. Arizona downed Colorado 5-3. St. Louis crept within 8.5 games of NL Central leader Milwaukee with a 2-0 victory. Chris Carpenter tossed a 4-hitter, striking out 5. He's now 9-9 on the season. Rafael Furcal also homered for the Cards. Carlos Pena hit a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 8th inning to send the Chicago Cubs to a 6-3 victory over Cincinnati. Pittsburgh nipped Houston 5-4. The New York Mets blank Florida 1-0. And the game between the Dodgers and Washington Nationals scheduled for Wednesday night was postponed because of rain. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader today. In the American League, Justin Verlander won his 10th straight start and earned his 22nd victory overall, helped when Victor Martinez hit a late grand slam that sent the Detroit Tigers over the Cleveland Indians 8-6. Verlander is 22-5 overall and 20-1 since May 1st. Baltimore's Mark Reynolds hit a tie-breaking single in the 11th inning after striking out 4 times to give the Orioles a 5-4 win over the New York Yankees. The game at Yankee Stadium started less than 11 hours after the Yankees completed a rain-delayed victory the night before. Boston lost a chance to gain ground on the Yanks by dropping a wild 11-10 game in Toronto. Edwin Encarnacion hit a tie-breaking double in the 8th inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays rallied to deny Tim Wakefield his 200th career win. Danny Valencia's 2-run single snapped Minnesota's 20-inning scoreless streak, and rookie Chris Parmalee added a 2-run double, helping the Twins avoid a sweep with a 5-4 win over Chicago. The LA Angels rallied to beat Seattle 3-1 as the Angels move within 2.5 games of Texas in the AL West. Oakland's Guillermo Moscoso held the Royals hitless for 7 2/3 innings in a 7-0 win as Kansas City's Salvador Perez killed the no-hit bid with a 2-out single in the 8th inning. Moscoso ended up allowing 2 hits in 8 2/3 innings. In St. Petersburg, Desmond Jennings hit the game-winning homer in the bottom of the 10th inning as Tampa Bay walked off with a 5-4 win over Texas. For the second straight day, all matches at the U.S. Open had been postponed because of rain after all matches were postponed on Tuesday. The year's final Grand Slam got in just 15 minutes of tennis on Wednesday before the wet weather hit again. Tournament organizers are hoping for better weather yet today. NASCAR will return to Rockingham Speedway for the first time since 2004 when the Truck Series race is there next season. The Camping World Truck Series event will be held on April 15th. Track owner Andy Hillenberg will install safer barriers to the just over 1 mile track, which is a requirement to hold a national NASCAR race. NASCAR hasn't raced at what was then known as North Carolina Speedway since the track was sold in 2004. And the Iowa men's basketball team will open up Big Ten play at home against Purdue on December 28th. The Big Ten released its full schedule yesterday, which includes Nebraska for the first time. The Hawkeyes will host the Boilermakers, Ohio State, and Michigan in their first 3 league home games. The Huskers make their first ever trip to Carver Hawkeye Arena as a Big Ten rival on January 26th. Iowa opens up the season on November 11th against Chicago State. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.